In the vast and arid desert, where the sun strikes relentlessly and life is scarce, there is a story that has defied time, a narrative that speaks of hope and rebirth amid desolation. This is the story of the resurrection of the dry bones, a tale that comes to us from the depths of the past, echoing through the centuries to our present day. Once upon a time, there was a valley hidden among the shadows of history, a place where silence was so deep that it seemed to have swallowed all the sounds of life. The ground was covered with bones, dry bones, scattered and abandoned, remnants of lives that once were, but now were nothing more than echoes of existence. Son of man, can these bones live? This question resonated in the air, carried by a wind that seemed to know the secrets of heaven and earth. It was a question that defied reality, that sought an answer beyond human understanding. And then the voice asked the observer to speak, to utter words of life over the apparent death. Prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. So began the miracle, with words that floated over the valley like a forgotten melody. The bones began to move, to join together with a sound that was a whisper and a thunder at the same time. Tendons and flesh emerged from nowhere, covering the skeletal structures with the promise of life. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. The breath was still missing, the vital spirit that transforms form into being, matter into soul. Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe into these slain, that they may live. And so, with a second proclamation, the breath came from the four corners of the world, filling the reconstituted bodies with the spark of existence. The dry bones rose up, a great multitude, an army of those who had been returned to life, a testament to the power that resides in the word and spirit. It was a spectacle that defied logic, an event that could only be attributed to the hand of the divine. This account, taken from the pages of Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 1 to 14, is not just a story of yesteryear. It is a metaphor, a lesson that transcends the biblical narrative and delves into the human heart. It speaks of the ability of renewal, the possibility that what was lost can be found, that what was dead can come back to life. On our own journey, we often find ourselves in valleys of dry bones, facing situations that seem hopeless, challenges that leave us feeling empty and desolate. But the story of the dry bones reminds us that there is a greater power, a force that can bring life where there was only death. The bones, once throbbing with life, now lay scattered, each one a time capsule containing stories of joys and sorrows, triumphs and defeats. These dry bones represent the people of Israel in exile, a nation that had lost everything, their home, their temple, their king. But they also symbolize anyone who has felt lost, hopeless, and in need of renewal. I will open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring my people back to the land of Israel. And when I open your graves and bring you up from them, my people, you will know that I am the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 12 to 13. These words not only promise the restoration of Israel, but also offer a universal promise of salvation and hope. This is a powerful reminder that no matter how desolate a situation may seem, there is always potential for life and regeneration. It is a message that God's word has the power to bring life to what was dead, to inspire change and transformation. In the narrative, we see how the prophecy and the spoken word have the power to change reality. The voice of the prophet Ezekiel, acting as an instrument of divine will, is enough to initiate a process of radical change. It is a testament to the power of faith and the word. In art, dry bones have been depicted in countless ways, from paintings that capture the desolation of the valley, to sculptures that represent the majesty of the moment of resurrection. Music has also found a muse in this story, with compositions ranging from the somber and contemplative to the triumphant and exuberant. Literature, on the other hand, has found in Ezekiel's vision rich grounds to explore themes of redemption and rebirth. Writers of all times have borrowed the image of the dry bones to talk about the human condition, our ability to overcome adversity and find a new purpose in life. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, "Behold, I will bring spirit into you, and you will live." Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 5. These words, uttered in a context of despair, are a reminder that life can flourish even in the most unexpected places. The story invites us to reflect on our own existence. How many times have we felt like those dry bones, scattered and lifeless? How many times have we needed to hear a word of encouragement that urges us to stand up and move forward? This is, ultimately, a story of faith. Faith that no matter how difficult the situation, there is always a greater force that can bring change and renewal. It is faith that is not limited to a specific religion or belief, but is universal in its message of hope and transformation. Today, we can find parallels between Ezekiel's vision and our own lives. We live in an era of rapid and often disruptive changes, where the structures of our society and our lives. Personal matters can feel as fragile as the dry bones in the valley, but just like in the ancient prophecy, there are forces of change and renewal working to breathe new life into what seemed lost. "And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and performed it, says the Lord." Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 14. This verse culminates in the promise of restoration, not only for the people of Israel, but also as an eternal promise of spiritual renewal for all. It teaches us about resilience and the ability to overcome adversity. It shows us that no matter how bleak the outlook may seem, there is always an opportunity for transformation and hope. It is a lesson that faith, determination, and action can bring miraculous results. This script we are creating is a tribute to that ancient story, an attempt to capture its essence and convey it to a modern audience. We seek not only to tell a story, but also to inspire those who listen to it to seek their own renewal and to believe in the possibility of a new beginning. The story of the dry bones is an invitation to look beyond the surface, to see the potential for life and growth where others only see desolation. It is a call to believe in the power of the Word and Spirit to bring change and life to situations that seem impossible. Ezekiel's vision invites us to consider our own valleys of dry bones, those moments in our lives where everything seems lost and lifeless. In these valleys, we may feel overwhelmed by desolation and despair, but the story teaches us that even there, life can be restored. It encourages us to believe in the possibility of a new beginning, no matter how unlikely it may seem. It is a metaphor for human resilience, our ability to rise from adversity and rebuild ourselves stronger than before. "And I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take away the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh." Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26. This verse precedes the story of the dry bones and sets the tone for the transformation that is to come. It speaks not only of physical restoration, but also of an internal change, a renewal of spirit and heart. The story also invites us to reflect on the power of speech and communication. Just as Ezekiel prophesied about the dry bones, we too have the power to influence our environment and ourselves through our words and actions. We can choose words of life that foster hope and growth, or we can remain silent and allow desolation to prevail. It is not just an event of the past, it's an ongoing promise of renewal and hope. It reminds us that despite the challenges we face, there is a greater power that can restore and revitalize. It is a story that inspires us to seek that breath of life in our own situations, to seek transformation and believe in the possibility of a better future. Today, we can find parallels between Ezekiel's vision and our own lives. We live in a time of rapid, often disruptive change, where the structures of our society and our personal lives can feel as fragile as the dry bones of the valley. But just like in the ancient prophecy, there are forces of change and renewal at work to infuse new life into what seemed lost. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and performed it, says the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 14. This verse culminates in the promise of restoration, not only for the people of Israel, but also as an eternal promise of spiritual renewal for all. Teaches us about resilience and the ability to overcome adversity. It shows us that no matter how desolate the outlook may seem, there is always an opportunity for transformation and hope. It's a lesson that faith, determination, and action can bring miraculous results. Ezekiel's vision, with its valley of dry bones coming to life, is a powerful image that has captured the imagination of generations. It's a visual and narrative representation of hope and the promise of renewal. In the context of biblical history, this miraculous event is a sign of God's faithfulness and his ability to restore his people, not just physically, but also spiritually. On a more personal level, the story can be seen as a metaphor for internal transformation. Each of us may face moments in life where we feel dry, exhausted, and lifeless, like those bones scattered in the valley. But the promise of the resurrection of the dry bones offers us tangible hope. The possibility that, even in our darkest hours, we can be revitalized and filled with new life. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and the breath entered them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Ezekiel 37:10. This verse not only concludes Ezekiel's vision, but it also symbolizes the culmination of a transformation process where what was dead is now full of life and purpose. The story of the dry bones also invites us to reflect on the power of community and connection. The bones, once isolated and dry, come together to form complete bodies. A reminder that together we are stronger and capable of facing life's challenges. It's a message of unity and collective strength that resonates in many cultures and beliefs. Ezekiel's vision extends beyond its historical and religious context, becoming a metaphor for the capacity the human spirit to face and overcome adversities. The dry bones, which represent despair and death, are infused with life through the prophetic word, symbolizing the possibility of rebirth and change. And I will put sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 6. This verse is a promise of complete restoration, not only of physical structure, but also of the vital breath that is essential for life. The story invites us to consider our own experiences of dry bones, those moments when we feel empty and hopeless. It encourages us to seek the breath that can bring us back to life, whether through faith, community, inspiration, or personal determination. In a broader sense, the vision of dry bones can be seen as a call to social and community action. In a world where so many face injustices, poverty, and desolation, the story challenges us to be agents of change, to bring hope and life to the places and people who need it most. It can also be interpreted as an allegory of ecological resilience. In an era of environmental crisis, the image of a valley of death transformed into a place of life is a powerful reminder that there is still time to act and restore the health of our planet. It also speaks to us of the importance of memory and identity. The bones, although dry and scattered, were once part of individuals with stories, dreams, and aspirations. Their reassembly and restoration is a powerful reminder that our history and our roots are fundamental for our understanding of who we are and what we can become. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves and brought you up out of your graves, O my people. Ezekiel 37, chapter verse 13. This verse not only assures physical restoration, but also promises a renewal of identity and belonging. It is an affirmation that regardless of tests and tribulations, there is a promise of return and reunion with our roots and our essence. Nowadays, we can find parallels between Ezekiel's vision and our own lives. We live in a time of rapid and often disruptive changes, where the structures of our society and our personal lives can feel as fragile as the dry bones of the valley. But just like in the ancient prophecy, there are forces of change and renewal working to breathe new life into what seemed lost. And I will put my spirit in you, and you will live, and I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done it, declares the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 14. This verse culminates the promise of restoration, not only for the people of Israel, but also as an eternal promise of spiritual renewal for all. It teaches us about resilience and the ability to overcome adversity. It shows us that no matter how bleak the outlook may seem, there is always an opportunity for transformation and hope. It is a lesson that faith, determination, and action can bring miraculous results. At the climax of this vision, we see a valley transformed. The dry bones, once symbols of desolation and death, are now a vibrant army of life. This miraculous change is a testament to the power of faith and word, a demonstration that there is no situation so desperate that it cannot be transformed by the strength of the Spirit. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Look, I will open your graves and lift you from your graves, my people, and I will bring you to the land of Israel. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 12. With these words, the promise of restoration is fulfilled, and those who were lost are returned to their home, their origin, their purpose. The story of the dry bones culminates in a promise of new life and a future restored. It's a statement that no matter how fragmented or scattered our lives may be, there is always hope for unification and rebirth. This script that we have created together is more than just a narrative. It's a journey through despair towards hope, a reminder that renewal is possible in all facets of life. It's an invitation to believe in the possibility of change, in the strength of community, and in the power of the word to bring life where there was once only death. May this story of dry bones serve as inspiration for all those who seek meaning in the midst of desolation, and as a reminder that even in the darkest valleys, the light of hope never fades. Reflecting on the resurrection of the dry bones, we are confronted with the reality of God's transformative power in our lives. This vision reminds us that, even in our darkest and most desperate moments, God can bring life and restoration. May it inspire us to trust in His sovereign power and to keep faith in the midst of desolation, knowing that He can work miracles even in the most difficult circumstances. May the story of the resurrection of the dry bones motivate us to seek spiritual renewal and to believe in the redeeming power of God in all areas of our lives.